Talk, but the press, we gotta slide. Try and put this pride aside. Attitude gonna get me killed. I get that from my mama's side. Movie time if we up late. How I wash his blood off my hands, I still see his face. 40K to beat the case. Love, hurt, and pain kills. Pussy mixed with pain pills. Hit his hood so many times, it feel like the same drill. Scream squad, then he changed. Wonder how his gang feel. I be with them killers in the trenches. Grandma press still.
Got all these demons in me. Lord, wash all this blood off my hands. Greed and envy all around me, had to cut my loosings. It's so much easier to fly with no burden. I could point the finger, but nobody's perfect. Should've known.
Some mamas cry. I just watch a rat, snake, his dog. I'm still traumatized. Screaming free to shoot a family prayer for the victim. If my hitter wasn't solid, would've told I would be with him, but they couldn't trick him. Karma coming out here, slipping death. The last shooter out here feel like Steph. Pray none of my niggas next be cutthroat. Solid where we stand, we only taking shorts from custos. I invested 30s cause I feel like I could trust those. Powder pack from Poppy Buy, chop it down and bust those. Foreign baddies, lust those. Double the money, watch for the haters, keep your circle tight. Stand on your word and don't let them hurt you twice.
Got all these demons in me. Lord, wash all this blood off my hands. All this greed and envy. Around me, had to cut my loosings. It's so much easier to fly with no burden. I could point the finger, but nobody's perfect. Should've known.
Life Without Parole Radio. I started this on the inside with the help of Suave Gonzalez. I just came home after serving 28 and a half years in prison for a wrongful conviction as well. While I was on the inside, I thought it was important that we had to get the voices, we had to get what we were doing on the inside to the outside, and the only way to do that was through social media, podcast. So I started on the inside, despite my sentence, and it grew into something that we have today, and it's fortunate that we're both here. We both didn't die in prison, and we're here to tell a story. So I met with you a couple weeks ago with CCP. It was a joyous moment, and I'm glad you're here for our very first Mural Arts Night. Also, the very first Life Without Parole Radio in conjunction with the Mural Arts on Thursday. And Suave thought it was extremely important. Celeste thought it was extremely important. I think it's extremely important. And there's thousands that are dying to hear your story. And I just want to ask you, how does it feel to be home?
Undescribable. Undescribable. It's like your body doesn't know it's 72 years old. I feel like a kid all over again. I think from that chair to here was the first time I walked as though I never even have a walker over there. You wouldn't even know that I use a walker and have a wheelchair. You know, but that's the way God works in you. You know what I'm saying? That's the way God works in you. And I'm telling you, there's, when I sleep like a dog. Not a baby, a dog, you know? And when I wake up, I'm not tired. You know, I'm not depressed. I'm just happy no matter what's going on around me. I'm so happy that I can be this happy. I don't know what to do.
And that's the gratefulness. I want to ask you, for people that don't know your story, and it's important for me to touch base with your past, but I mainly want to talk about now, the future, what you got going on, your blessings. So for the people that don't know your story, how many years of incarceration did you serve?
53 years. Okay.
53 I'm looking around years. The room right now, and ain't too many 53-year-olds in this room.
No.
So I want to let you know that before many of us weren't even thought about, she was incarcerated. There are over 200 lifers in Pennsylvania, females, that are serving life without the possibility of parole sentences, and you won't know that because the majority of the limelight goes to the males. There's over 5,400 are serving life without possibility of parole in Pennsylvania. And the numbers, they say the numbers are so small, but every single life is important. So if you got 200 sisters in prison serving life without the possibility of parole, it was important for me to go ahead and make sure that their stories were told just as much as the male stories were told. Everybody asks us the first thing we eat when we come home. I'm not getting into all that. I want to ask you, can you describe, you touched base on the gratefulness. Can you touch base on your spirituality, your gratefulness, and what got you through 52 and a half, 53 years of incarceration?
Yeah. I'd have to say that a lot of you really don't know who I am from my past. What's the youngest one in here, age?
Who 18? Who 19? That's 18 right there.
I was your age when I went to prison. Never been to prison in my life before. Never stole anything in my life before. Didn't even know what looking out meant. But someone saved my life at a restaurant on Market Street, 17th and Market. They were getting ready to rob me, and someone else came in the store and saved my life. If any of you know what codependency is, you know that if someone took me to the movies, I thought they were in love with me. You know, if they took me to dinner afterwards, I'm waiting for them to propose. So you know what I felt like when they saved my life. I thought it was nothing that they could ask me that I wouldn't be obligated to do. So 10 days later, when he asked me to be a lookout for him, I said, lookout for what? You know, he said, just watch this store to make sure nobody comes in. And I was too busy watching him, and somebody came in, he panicked, shot our victim, and we were arrested that night. And because at that time, Rizzo was the police commissioner and became the mayor, you can imagine what happened to our case because that was his best friend. So, needless to say, I'm a strong believer that no matter how much time I did and how much time my co-defendant didn't do, I was in prison for a reason. You know, I wasn't in prison for him. I was in prison for what I did. You know what I'm saying? And regardless to whether or not I pulled that trigger or not, I'm still responsible for Mr. Michael Kerrigan's death. And I try to live every day making sure that his murder is not in vain by me, by giving back. So when I finally hit my head, we call when lifers just go so far out, they just can't go any further but up. I hit my head, and I said, God, I can't do this no more. I escaped from Muncie 3 times. Thank God the second one, because that's how I had my daughter. You know? So I did every day of that escape, and I'm proud to do it because I'm so proud of her, you know? And we named her Hope in hopes that she wouldn't turn out like her parents. But now I'd be proud for her to turn out like me, you know, because I know she's proud of me today.
It's important that when we have these type of forums, for the people that don't understand, to give you a little education. In Pennsylvania, they have something called felony murder. Felony murder is when somebody dies during the perpetration of a felony. You don't have to intentionally mean to harm somebody. Somebody could run, can go in the bank, rob the bank, and as they're running out of the bank, they could be goofy, drop the gun can bounce, go off, hit somebody 2 blocks away. Even though your intentions were not to take a life, it was during the perpetration of that felony, that automatically gets you a life sentence. The fundamental laws of justice are you get sentenced accordingly to the act that you actually paid in the crime. 53 years of incarceration for being a lookout to a crime she had no idea would happen, and she still sits here today after 53 years of incarceration and takes ownership. She is not the only person that has taken ownership for their crimes. And I'm not sitting here telling you just because you take ownership of your crime, you should be allowed out of prison. The most precious thing we have here on earth is your life itself. But we also have laws in place that if you do something, you get sentenced accordingly to your act. So should she have went to prison? Yes, she should have went to prison for that man losing his life. They have something called third-degree murder. Should she have went to the jail for the robbery? She didn't know, but the act was, you know, it was performed, and she should have got some time for that. So that's 20 to 40 and 5 to 10, which would equal 25 years. She did 2 times that. Our system is broken. If it was not for Larry Krasner, and the reason I bring his name up is because he has something called an open file policy, whereas though your homicide files and your district attorney files is everything that goes into your investigation. So when they're out in the streets and something happens, is a homicide committed or just a crime as a whole, what they do is they do their investigation, and everything that goes into that investigation, they pass off to the district attorney, and that district attorney is that's what they use to prosecute you. The problem was they break the law in order to enforce the law. So they want to put you in a hole and cement you in that hole and put dirt over that hole. If it was not for Larry Krasner's practices, we would not be able to get those files. If I wouldn't have got those files, I would have died in prison. So we're here today to honor Michi. But I want to ask you about yesterday. Nobody knows about yesterday. Celeste, please come up here and sit down. Yesterday, and they'll describe yesterday to you, but Celeste took Michi out. I do not want to describe their outing. I'm allowed them to describe the outing, but I want to ask you before she describes the outing, was it everything that you expected and wanted?
Much
more. Because I know how she get there.
Much more. I had no idea that I was going to be riding in a car where the top goes down. What do you call that? A convertible? Had no idea. I've never ridden in a convertible in my life. So the second time when it went to close, I snapped out because I thought it was somebody attacking us from behind.
I thought she was going to have a heart
attack. I said, I owe you for that one.
Oh, I wish I had that on camera.
I'm glad you did that.
How did the day start? How did the day start?
You want to go?
Okay. The day started with me standing in front of the building that I'm housed in, and all of a sudden this motor comes up real loud, and she pulls up, and I'm like, who is that? She pops out the car like she's 16 years old, and I'm like, oh my God, because I've never seen her in person. See, this is the thing, I've never seen her. I've talked to her, written to her, never seen her in person. So the little animated character that's on her phone I don't know that that looks just like her. For real.
It actually does.
It does. Looks just like her. So when she popped out, hair popping all over her head, I said, oh my God, that has to be Celeste. And she just took me, look, Earth, Wind, and Fire couldn't have taken me that high. They couldn't have.
Before she tells you the rest of the day, it's important that you just please, people need to know who you are. I'm going to describe her as a freedom fighter. She's somebody
yes,
I met
she
on
is.
The inside. Like she said before, we knew her face, we knew of her, we knew her voice, we knew what she was doing. We wanted hope, she provided it. And this is Miss Celeste Trusty, and I just want
See,
you
I'm
to-
I'm gonna cry.
No, you know,
Celeste,
I want you to-
Right!
She's a policy director
for
families against
Rob.
Mandatory minimums.
That's right.
But she does so much more.
Yes.
Please, just brief.
I'm crying.
Brief. Let us
right.
Tell them who you are.
Okay. I'm just Celeste. I always cry when I'm with you guys.
It's okay.
I'm just Celeste. I'm so lucky. That's all.
No, that's not it.
Okay, so I also work in sentencing policy, and I promise I will stop crying because I do have mascara that will come off. But I work in sentencing policy, and the policies that I largely focus on are getting people out of prison. People like Michi, people like Rob, people like Suave, people who don't need to be there anymore. And we have so many people who are in prison who simply don't need to be there, people who are better than I am. People who I'm so proud to have as my neighbors, and they are just stuck there. So I used to serve as a secretary of the Board of Pardons, which is wonderfully, right? How Lydia is here, how Michi is here. Thank you, gosh. Oh, I'm a mess. Thanks, Rob. And there's so many people who don't get this opportunity to drive down Kelly Drive with the top down and just feel freedom. But like, I've made mistakes too. I've made a lot of mistakes in my life, you know? And I feel like there's so many people who deserve this opportunity, right? You all do. And I will say it's so great because yesterday we were able to FaceTime people who were also there for different reasons in Michi's life, like Terrence Lewis, who started Project Hope, that goes into prisons and helps people, provides them with resources on how to cope, how to learn amazing skills, right? We got to FaceTime him. He served 21 years in prison on a wrongful conviction, and he came home and is doing incredible things, just like Suave came home and is doing incredible things, just like Rob came home, just like Michi, just like Lydia, right? This is a small handful of people. And every time I go into a prison and I leave without someone, it kills me, right? Last week, we were able to welcome Eric Joseph home. 42 years, right? You know, and I think about the fact that that's not justice in any way, because first of all, he didn't do what he was there for, right? Second of all, 42 years, are you kidding me? We stole that from him. And we stole that from our community. We stole him and we stole that from our community. And all of us in here who have a job paid to keep him there. We paid to keep Michi there. We paid to keep these folks there. And I don't think enough people recognize that we are propping this up. And I want everyone who is watching in this room to understand that there are people in power who are letting this happen every single day and going about their lives like they don't matter. This could be changed tomorrow if there was the political will to do so, right? We have a bill that is ready to move, and we have had it for years, that would eliminate felony murder. That would eliminate the fact that there is a mandatory life without parole sentence for people like Michi, right? But why isn't it moving? Why are our lawmakers instead saying, no, we would rather spend money to keep her there? I don't think that's fair. And I think all of us should not think it's fair. When you leave here, please tell people it's not fair. This is not okay, right? And wonder why these folks who are keeping their jobs are keeping their jobs if they're allowing people like Michi to die in prison every day. Every single day, there are people whose lives are being extinguished in prison who should be outside. That is so important. Everyone should be able to feel freedom, spend time with their family, share their story, and be proud of who you are. Oh my God, when you said that about your daughter. She is so proud of you, I'm sure. Right? And she should be. I'm so proud of you. I'm going to stop talking now because I'm going to keep crying.
We're going to go ahead and start smiling. We're going to start smiling.
I'm so joyful, I promise.
Let's talk about when she heard your car roaring up.
Oh, yeah.
And she jumped in and she got scared at the
top. The double exhaust.
So tell us about the rest of the day.
So we had a good time. My favorite place to, I bought myself a midlife crisis car, and that will say my age, but I have not been alive as long as you served.
What kind of car is this? Let's just skipping over that. What kind of car is
it? It's a black car.
Okay. That's loud, obviously.
Well, it's not loud as in I need a new muffler or anything. It's just, it purrs.
Yeah. It's husky. Yeah, it purrs. It's husky.
It's pretty, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Just like me.
It's sexy.
It is, it's a sexy car,
yeah,
right?
Like you.
Well, mm-hmm. Okay, I see. I was like, what do you want to do? You want to get tattoos? You want to do whatever? She's like, I just want to do whatever you want to do. And so we drove around. We went and we visited amazing people at the Atlantic Center for Capital Representation. Yep. Who do incredible work.
Shout out to them.
That's right. They do incredible work on people who have capital sentences, but also life sentences. Work that's been transformative. I will say they have an event every year in the fall. Everybody should go, donate, support their work. Swami's been there. You were there last year. We drove around. We went down Kelly Drive. We saw Love Park.
Yes.
We saw some people rowing crew on the Schuylkill. And she met my puppy.
I met her puppy, all right.
Oh my goodness, he's a Berner Doodle, and he is a puppy. He loved Michi. Michi shared a bottle of water with him.
I was dirty as a puppy when I got out of there.
Yeah, he's definitely not well behaved.
He loved me.
Yes, we actually had a wonderful group call with FAM, which is where I work.
Yes.
Some people hopped on to talk to Michi. Everybody knows Michi, right? Like even if they hadn't met her, everybody knows Michi. And then we stopped at the Rocky statue. You want to talk about that?
Yes.
The y'all one need me.
I know, because you know. Rob knows if he gives me a microphone,
ground.
This is a bad idea.
I made sure I stood just like him, and I had my hands up like that, and I was like, "I'm free," and I did it 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I said they moved the statue down in anticipation for Michi coming because that's too many steps to have to walk up. So now it's ground level, and they did it because they knew you were going to be coming home. And then we couldn't find bacon and eggs because every single diner, it seemed like, in Northwest Philadelphia was closed, and we had to get Michi back by 7. We went to Longhorn first to try to get her some lamb. She was dying for this lamb. We're like, oh, the 35-minute wait. And I was not going to get her back past 7. I'm not going to do that. Couldn't do that. Then she wanted bacon and eggs.
That's
everything was closed.
Bacon and eggs. I didn't care. I just wanted to
She was like
to
salivating.
Eat.
We found one place that was open. I go to the door. I'm like, don't get out yet. I go to the door, closed. But we got Mexican. We got tacos.
Yes, we did.
And she said it was better than the bacon and eggs.
Yes, it was.
Yep, we got her back at 6:58. So it was like literally the perfect day.
Yes. 2 minutes.
We were ringing the bell at 6:58.
She ain't turned into the pumpkin.
And I didn't lose my slipper either.
Nope. Nope.
I want to ask you what's next. Because everybody always asks us what's next. Like, we come home, Absolutely. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you for everything you've done.
I'm going to say volunteer, volunteer, volunteer. That's what's next for me. Any program that will have me help out, I'm a paralegal. I want to volunteer my services and give back for what was so freely given to me by y'all.
If you're an attorney, you're a nonprofit legal organization, if you are a if you need help, you come see her. But there's a couple of lawyers that I will be talking to about your situation.
Mm-hmm.
I might be a paralegal too, mm-hmm. but I just I want to. It's important that I tell this story, and I won't divulge the person who told me the story. But he's a paralegal, and one day he was at home working on his computer, fighting. He overturned his life conviction as well. He served 28 and a half years in prison as well. He is now home. He works for an Innocent Project, and he was at home working on his computer, working on a particular case, and he got up for a minute and went to the window. And he said he just started to cry. And I asked him why. And he believed for just a few moments he was back inside Greaterford Prison fighting his case. These are the psychological traumas that many don't understand. I worked in Greaterford Law Library with this individual for over 15 years. He's a good brother. And while I will fight, I just can't work for an organization or for a law firm because I wouldn't be able to abandon someone's case. And they're not going to hire somebody like me. They won't just let that case go and go on to the next. But if that's your passion, and that's what you want to do, we're definitely going to get you in contact with a few individuals that could definitely use your services.
Okay.
God, you're here for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
We would not be here if God didn't see fit for us to be here, but also for us to go ahead and continue to give the gift away that was so gratefully given to us.
Yes.
So gracefully, I should say, given to us.
Yes.
So how has the reconnecting with your family, especially with your daughter, been?
It was like we never skipped a beat from the time she was in my stomach. You know, that's all I can tell you. We never skipped a beat, you know, and it's been the most beautiful experience I've had since I had her, you know.
I want you, we only have a few moments left, so I want you to, whatever you feel as though, I'm going to ask you a question, but whatever you feel as though you want to leave this interview with, you want our listeners, our viewers, to that listen to Life Without Parole Radio, that view Life Without Parole Radio, that want to hear the stories from the inside, that want to support, that want to help. If you could leave us with something, I don't care what it is, what would you want the listeners and the viewers to know? Not just about your life, but just about your experience as a whole.
I would want everyone to understand that the word codependency is the most dangerous word in the world. The most dangerous word and the most ignored word because it makes the most money for correctional industries. Without codependency, the prisons would be emptied because women would know how to say no. It wouldn't be for my man. Women would know how to stand up on their own feet and be proud of their strength. Codependency is in 90% of the women that I served time with in prison. And it got me in prison for 53 years. I couldn't say no. If I could have just said no, we all would have been alive today, especially Mr. Kerrigan. And that's what I want to leave you with. Understand what codependency is and how dangerous it is and how much our young kids have to know what that is so they can break away from that cycle and they can break away from the intergenerational cycle of incarceration.
I want to thank you for who you are, not for being on Life with, not for being on Life Without Parole Radio, for being who you are. For being who you are to the women on the inside, to the men on the inside, to who you're going to be on out here, to the people on the outside. I want to thank you for everything you represent, for who you are as a plus, for who you are as a person. I want to say God bless you. I'm going to support you. I'm going to reach out to some people. And I just want to thank everybody in attendance, everybody viewing. Thanks for tuning in to LWAP Radio, Life Without Parole Radio. You can check us out on all major podcasts. Thanks for tuning in. Freedom ain't free.
Can I just say one more thing?
Yes. Absolutely.
My future son-in-law over there.
Okay.
The one up here. If you see me on commercials, it's because of him. And my sister Bird, Annette Bird, who also did time in Muncie.
Should have got on camera.
And before we go to the next art project, we just want to give you this token of appreciation on behalf of the Muir. Make sure you grab it from the bottle.
Okay.
A little too heavy. On behalf of the Muir Arts,
on behalf
of everybody here, we just want to honor you, let you know we love you, we respect you. We want to involve in the program. Dame is here. So he probably won't call you back to speak to some of the youth that we have here, because you're right down the block.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, thank you, and we love you.
I love all of you. Thank you so much.
And now, it ain't over yet, because now we got a very special activity, right? For everybody here, we're going to do some body butter in Marie Scott's name. And that will be led by this wonderful young lady. Come up here. Selena, come on. She's going to take it from here. She is a CCP student.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
She's a CCP student, a business owner, and she asked us, can I do this? And we like, yeah. She told me I was dusty.
I did.
She tried to put that in my face. And that's how we actually met, and I was like, okay, somebody can do that. So now she's here. It's your show.
Okay.
Well, I don't think I need a mic, y'all, but
I'm going to sit down.
No.
Because this just, sit down, this just wanna... broke.
Oh, well, let me help you.
I got you. I'll hold you down until you're ready.
I'm going to give you the stage.
Just do me a favor. Just describe, just tell me who you are and what is going to be actually happening over in your area, your workshop.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Selena. Hello, family. How everybody doing today? Thank you so much for coming. This wonderful, wonderful, wonderful lady, Marie Scott, just such a heavy, wonderful story person. Just really didn't expect me to be crying today too. Like I was like, wow. But I am an entrepreneur. My business is Odelia Solution. I make body butters. The reason why it's not just body butters to me, it's a brand, it's identity to me. Growing up, it was really hard to have like good skin. It was very a lot of trauma, sleeping in places, you know, not really having the best cleaning situation growing up in. Bed bugs, mosquitoes, all types of things. Over the years, I used so many chemicals, so many things that didn't work. You know, people don't know how to work with your skin all the time. So it's very important for you to understand that what God gave us, what Allah gave us, is what is for us. So what I do is I create natural body butter out of African shea butter straight from Ghana. I make it not only with oils, but I make it with love. And honestly, I'm just a girl. I do a bunch of stuff, but... I do a bunch of stuff, but just thank you so much for joining today. I really do appreciate it. I'm ready to get excited. I'm ready to get lit today, do a nice activity. We also have some refreshments and snacks. And thank you so much for everyone coming from CCP today, from the Restorative Justice Program. And I just want to spend time with you and create a community. So.
Okay. Thank you.
What does this fucker do? Got all these demons in me, Lord.
wash all this blood off my hands. All this greed and envy all around me had to cut my loose ends. It's so much easier to fly when the burden. I could point the finger, but nobody's perfect. Should've known better.
We still run it up. If you get content with just okay, then you don't want enough. Paper chasers, sum it up. Running from these demons, I've been dreaming about them hunting us. Paranoid is on them tuck, but depressed, we gotta slide. Try and put this pride aside. Attitude gonna get me killed, I get that from my mama's side. Movie time if we up late. How I wash his blood off my hands, I still see his face. 40K to beat the case. Love, hurt, and pain kills. Pussy mixed with pain pills. Hit his hood so many times, it feel like the same drill. Scream squad, then he changed. Wonder how his gang feel. I be with them killers in the trenches, grandma press still.
Got all these demons in me. Lord, wash all this blood off my hands. All this greed and envy all around me had to cut my loose ends. It's so much easier to fly when the burden. I could point the finger, but nobody's perfect. Should've known.
Some mamas cry. I just watch a rat, snake, his dog. I'm still traumatized. Screaming free to shoot a family. Prayer for the victim. If my hitter wasn't solid, would've told I would be with him, but they couldn't trick him. Karma coming out here, slipping death. The last shooter out here feel like Steph. Pray none of my niggas next be cutthroat. Solid where we stand, we only taking shorts from custos. I invest in 30s cause I feel like I could trust those. Powder pack from Poppy Buy, chop it down and bust those. Foreign baddies, lust those. Double the money, watch for the haters, keep your circle tight. Stand on your word and don't let them hurt you twice.
Got all these demons in me, Lord, wash all